So whole crickets, grasshoppers, ants, bee larvae, wasp larvae, dragonfly, June bugs, Japanese beetle, crunchy.
Hello, and welcome back to The Food Fix, the show where we talk to all kinds of folks about innovative ways to better feed the world. I am your host, Cassidy Huff, and this week we're talking about eating bugs. But not me, because I'm a vegan, which therefore makes me holier than thou in any social sphere, especially the food systems ones. And, you know, not to toot my own horn, but I'm what you would call a low emitter, because the meat industry produces a lot of greenhouse gases to support you animals. But I decided a few years ago to fight back against the monster that is the meat industry and to instead embark on a path of justice towards a greener, cleaner future. Okay, fine. Maybe that was a little dramatic, but in hindsight, you should be impressed that I withheld the fact that I'm vegan on my food systems podcast until my third episode. Anyways, I sought out this story in hopes of finding a more sustainable alternative for all you meat-eating protein buffs out there. But it turns out that bug burgers might not actually be the best way to do that. But you didn't expect me to throw in the towel there, did you? No. Get this. Good news. I also learned about cool ways to use bugs without eating them. Yeah, you're welcome. Stay tuned while Laura Shine talks to us from Quebec about eating bugs, not eating bugs, and harnessing their power for good. Let's roll. So, Laura, what makes you qualified to talk to us about this topic? Tell us about your history with the concept of eating insects.
So I completed a PhD in multidisciplinary fields, basically in food studies, and I was researching the arrival of edible insects on Western plates. Let's put it that way, in a very succinct way. I was interested in knowing what people think about eating insects and how that can change, if that can change, and who's trying to change it. What works, what doesn't work. So lots of different topics to investigate in there.
Okay, so tell us, why is this something people are looking to do in the first place? Why are we trying to eat bugs? And why can't we in the Western world just go on eating the way that we do?
Well, lots of people are looking for more sustainable alternatives to the foodways that we have in place at the moment, and especially alternatives to protein sources that are derived from animals. So meat alternatives, mostly, that's how insects came about. So basically, bugs have been promoted as a potential more sustainable alternative to different types of meats, to animal-derived protein sources. And so that's their great appeal, is to say, well, we can produce insects, we can raise insects with less of an environmental impact. They need less water. They can be grown in tight quarters and small boxes, for example, even in high rises right in the middle of cities. So less transportation costs, they don't emit much greenhouse gases, they don't need as much feed as other types of larger animals do. So they have lots of potential benefits from an environmental perspective.
Okay, so meat is tough on the environment and bugs leave a much smaller mark. Got it. So is this something that people are doing currently? Are bugs being consumed regularly outside the Western world right now?
Yeah, so probably somewhere around 2 billion people eat insects more or less regularly around the world. So they're not exactly an inexistent source of food. They're well-loved in many, many countries, in Central America, in Asia, in many places. Insects, all kinds of different insects are consumed by, billions of people. But in European-derived cultures, so mostly Europe, North America, and Australia, insects are really not considered an acceptable type of food. And in fact, they're more often considered to be a contaminant. So we want to keep them as far away from our food as possible. And that's really what is preventing their adoption on a larger scale, is that most people simply don't want to eat them in North America and in Europe, because they've considered them for a long time as dirty, disgusting creatures to be kept away from our pantries.
All right, so if we were to adopt bugs into our Western diets, could we expect to experience any health benefits?
It's being investigated. There's some promising perspectives on that. What's certain is that they contain lots of protein. They contain different types of fats, vitamins, minerals, depending on the species. That's the other thing too. It's that, you know, if you're looking at a cricket and a caterpillar, they don't have the same composition. They don't have the same nutrients. So like other animal products, they're quite a nutrient dense type of food. But the exact composition really depends on the species.
All right. Well, that all sounds great. I guess my next question would be, do you think insects could go on to replace meat as a source of protein in Western diets?
No. That's your short answer. I don't think so. I think they could have an interesting place as part of our diets. But to replace meat altogether, I really don't think that's a probability for many reasons. One being that their adoption is very difficult for reasons of acceptability, so that most people don't want to eat them simply. So it's a huge leap. I mean, most people would much rather give up meat altogether than start eating insects, right? There's lots of other protein sources that are plant-based that people are much more willing to consume. So the effort that's needed to put insects as the replacement to meat is far greater than the effort you would need to use, you know, other plant-based proteins, for example. So that's one thing. The other thing is that from a sensory perspective, insects are very, very dissimilar to meat. So they don't look like a steak. They're a multitude of tiny little fragments. They don't have anything in common with meat. You know, they're not tender. They're mostly crunchy, except for larvae. There's all kinds of different things. You can't, you know, pan fry them as a big steak and then cut them up medium rare. That doesn't work. They just don't share the sensory properties that meat has and that appeals to lots of people, which is, of course, you know, a cultural construct. We've learned to appreciate those properties in meat. And ask any vegetarian, you can unlearn those and learn other types of preferences. Some companies are trying to put in place products that are more similar. So they take, for example, cricket powder and they turn it into something that looks like ground meat and that fries up in the pan and that browns a little bit like meat. And I think that perhaps has more of an appeal because it has some shared properties with something that we associate more closely with the meat, but that makes them pretty transformed. And the way that insects are used more often at the moment is in the form of flour that's used. So like ground insects, basically, most often ground crickets. I mean, in a European drive context, right? Like, so in Europe and North America, that's mostly how they're used. So they're incorporated to all kinds of foods that are not necessarily linked to meat. So they'll be like in pasta, protein bars more often. So instead of replacing meat or more, you know, environmentally onerous types of protein, they're actually added to our diet on top of everything else, which doesn't make them more sustainable, but actually detracts from the sustainability because we're adding something extra. And the truth is that in North America, most of us certainly don't need any more protein, no matter what marketers want you to believe. We don't need any more. So adding, you know, cricket flour to brownies rather than just leaving it out is not a bonus in terms of sustainability because you're adding something. You're not, you know, on the other hand, consuming less protein from meat sources, for example.
Wow. Okay. So bug steak can't really be a thing. And the ways that we're currently using bugs in our diet are actually only making matters worse in terms of sustainability. This wasn't the solution I expected, but tell us, are there any other ways that we could use bugs to improve our food system?
Yes, I think there's a lot of promise on that side. Although consumer acceptance is a little bit difficult to secure, there's other ways in which they can be really beneficial. One of them is to use them as animal feed. So to raise insects, for example, to feed farmed fish or poultry, which, you know, it's part of their natural, if you will, their natural diet. Fish can consume insects and so can chickens, for instance. So that's a really interesting idea because some of the types of insects, including most largely black soldier fly, that are raised for that purpose, they can be raised on waste streams. So you can feed them, you know, different types of fruits and vegetables, compost, for example, and they're going to turn that into, well, other flies. And then those flies can be processed to feed to animals. So there are lots of projects ongoing in that field. And I think that's a really promising avenue because, well, the animals don't mind. And the consumers down the line don't really mind either because it seems quite natural actually to them and not so disgusting as it would if they had to consume the bugs themselves. So that's a really interesting avenue. And another one is that, as I said, lots of insects can consume and transform waste streams. So they can be a way to reduce the amount of food waste that we produce. And that includes things, not just food waste from our kitchens, but for example, spent grains from beer making, things like that, that are present in quite large quantities. And insects can consume that and they can then be used either as feed or also in some cases they can produce a fertilizer through their poop. So there's lots of different interesting avenues around that. They can definitely be integrated into a certain cycle. You know, you could think of mini insect farms on larger farms, whereas farmers could use some of the waste from their production or from their fields to feed the insects and then use those insects in turn to feed the chickens and so on. So have really more of a cycle in place, even locally on specific farms. And some farmers are starting to do that, to put that into place. So there's lots of creative ways in which insects could be used and raised in a more environmentally friendly way to improve basically our environmental impact throughout the food system.
So you guys looked out. I was really hoping to sign off from this episode telling you to go out and try some bugs, but it looks like you're off the hook. But hey, maybe a little less meat? You know what? I'll convince you further in another episode without having to pull the vegan card. Just you wait. Thank you so much, Laura, for agreeing to talk to me. If you want to learn more about this topic, I'll link her article in the show notes. And if you liked this very interesting episode and feel like you learned something, please make sure to leave me a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening from. Thank you, as always, to the Night Center for employing me and to the Freezer Bees for making the show a little more fun to listen to. Make sure you check out their music. And of course, thank you to my fabulous listeners. Remember, if you have an idea for an episode, please do not hesitate to shoot me an email at msufoodfix@gmail.com. Alrighty, until next week, I've been your host, Cassidy Hill.